The Bennington Museum is exhibiting a collection of local collections. Jamie Franklin has been curator of the Bennington Museum in southern Vermont since 2005.
I've been thinking about collecting for a really long time.
Franklin has overseen four incarnations of the Bennington Collects series.
You close your eyes and you imagine, what do people in Bennington collect? I don't think you could have ever come up with the answers that you'll find in this exhibition.
From shelves of religious video games to a wall of belt buckles, the gallery exhibit, open now, allows museum visitors to peek inside the lives and obsessions of their neighbors.
They teach us about individuals. I like to think of collections as portraits of the people who have formed them.
And beyond a single portrait, Franklin sees the collection of collections as something revelatory.
There are a huge, wide variety of psychological factors that drive individuals to collect. But I think if you take this exhibition as a cross-section of the community, for me, one of the things that I love about Bennington in particular, but this region at large, is kind of how eclectic and how many different people there are.
Take, for example, Greg Swain.
I am a Mahjong collector, and Mahjong is this wonderful game that actually is the most popular game in the whole wide world.
Her collection of Mahjong boxes is her contribution to the exhibition.
So I've got some beautiful lacquer boxes, some wooden boxes with bone inlay, a box that's lacquer with mother of pearl, some deeply carved boxes and wonderful sculptural handles. So I wanted to just give everybody an idea of what kind of work was going on in China in the 1920s.
Beyond the craft and beauty of the boxes, she says the collection tells a story of humanity.
I look at the boxes and I appreciate the beauty of the boxes themselves, but I also know how those boxes and the tiles that they held made people very, very happy throughout history.
Brett Chenkin contributed his collection of first edition book covers, which he has accumulated over the past 30 years.
It's a bit of a quest, actually, it's kind of like a hunting trip.
He scours thrift stores, garage sales, and used bookshops to add to his collection. But there's no governing rule behind it. He sees a book he finds beautiful, and it enters the Chenkin archive.
It's actually, it's pretty exciting. My adrenaline runs, and when I pick it up, it's really nice to get that and have something beautiful in the house. I think that's the best thing about doing the book covers, is that it's an inexpensive way to collect art, so to speak. You get really nice covers, really nice design, without having to spend thousands of dollars.
Many collectors have stories about that first piece that set them down the path to collect.
My contribution is a small selection of my vintage snowboards.
Jared Newell.
I'd say the one that's most meaningful to me was my first snowboard. It's a little tiny 130-centimeter Burton Elite, and that was the first snowboard that I ever strapped into. I had purchased it up the road from a farmer in Ashfield, Massachusetts, where I grew up.
Chenkin remembers his first book as well.
The Young England Scouts. It's actually in the show. It features two boys in a biplane. It's from 1916. And I was about, 11 or 12, and I picked that one up in A Voyage of a Deutschland. These old turn-of-the-century books, and I think those were the ones. They were just so interesting, and they told so much of the story right on the cover.
Newell also sees reflections of his past in his collection.
It's getting reminiscent of my youth. Back when I was a teenager, I would look at the snowboard magazines that I'd get in the mail or the videos that came out over the years, and, you'd see these pro snowboarders riding their pro models and various other snowboards. And, it was something that you always wanted as a kid, but didn't necessarily have the money to purchase.
Even in the disparate collections of deeply personal fascinations, curator Franklin has found unexpected commonalities.
We have randomly, though not 100% randomly, three collections that somehow reference the Titanic.
Bennington Collects runs through June 13th. Each community contributor offers a personal statement alongside their respective collections. You can see photos of the collections at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.